as we get closer to the Christmas season, we will see more and more forms of idolatry being exhibited by both the Christian and the pagan world. Welcome aboard, Leon Kennedy. Welcome aboard, Quasar Bhatti. Welcome aboard, Francis Shaka. Welcome aboard, Lonnie Gotzi. It's pretty much been proven that Jesus Christ wasn't born on the 25th day of December. We know that that has pagan origins. And good morning, Lloyd McDougall. If you ever want to do a study on that, do a study of Tammuz and the winter solstice. Constantine wanted to usher in the... Rosette, can you close those blinds? The sun's coming through there and hitting me right in the face. Or maybe it's the one behind me. Anyway, let's see. Yeah, I think that took care of the problem, part of it anyway. But anyway, basically the pagan origins. Constantine wanted to bring in all the pagan holidays and then re-Christianize them. Now, I honor, obviously, the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, the incarnation. It's a wonderful, wonderful miracle. The story of his birth is beautiful. He was born in Bethlehem in the city of David. And he was born in a manger. There was no room for him in the inn. Here he left his ivory palaces from heaven and came down and was born in a stable. And from the time he was born until the time they killed him, he was treated like a second or third class citizen, wasn't he? He was maligned. He was ridiculed. He was killed. But he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he freely laid his life down for us. He came as a suffering servant. It was an eternal decree. It was a covenant between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In the mind of God, the work of atonement was already done because they'd already made a covenant and it was sure and steadfast. And why did he come? He came to save his people from their sins. But during this time, December 25th, they always call me the Christmas baby because I was born 2 days after they celebrate Christmas. And so I got combined birthday and Christmas presents. But, you know, the greatest gift that's ever been given was given to us by our Father from heaven. Given to us through in his Son, the work of atonement is already done. And we don't have to try to work our way to salvation. You can put out all the manger scenes. You can put out all the Christmas lights and the Christmas trees and the Santa Clauses and the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And, you know, you could do all of those things, but the reality of it is, Jesus Christ is no longer a little baby in a manger. Okay. A lot of people want to worship the baby in a manger, but they don't want to worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords who's seated at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. All glory and honor and power. He's put all things under his feet. He's not a little baby anymore. Why do you think people want to worship a little baby in a manger? Have you ever thought about that? because they don't want to worship a powerful sovereign God. They want to worship a baby that has no power. They want to think they have all the power. That's a lot of it, is it not? It's a lot of it. But you know, good morning, Lloyd McDougall and Anna Marie Manilow. Welcome aboard. The whole theme of the little baby in a manger is also taken from, or a little, the little baby and Mary. The reason it continues today in this theme, especially with the Roman Catholics, if you do the history on it, you'll find that also there's always been, if you want to look at Madonna, you know, the rock singer Madonna, and her imagery, it goes back to the little child Tammuz, pagan history. Why do you think, have you ever thought about this? Why is the word Mass in Christmas? You can also do some studies on that and find out that that is originates from the Roman Catholic Mass. And a lot of people say, why do you spend so much time on this? I don't want to hear all of this. Well, I want to just point out that probably 99% of what goes on around Christmas has nothing to do with the Christ of the Bible. I have a friend who was brought up in the Roman Catholic Church, and I was talking to him one day about his background in Roman Catholicism, and he said, you know, when I was about 12 years old, I'd go every week faithfully to confession. And he said, I'd start confessing my sins to the priest, and he said, I kept confessing this sin and that sin and another sin. I just wouldn't stop. And finally, the priest told me, Bruce, you got to come to confession more often. You know, a lot of people think that they can do something to amend for their sins. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus, not a priest. He is our high priest. Jesus Christ is our high priest. He is our advocate. Bruce also, I asked him, I said, what do you think of Christmas? He said one word, consumerism. Consumerism. So during this holiday season, let us remember not to keep Christ in Christ Mass. No, not to keep Christ in Christ Mass. You want to keep Christ out of the Mass, okay? But you want to worship the true Christ of the Bible. You want to remember the miracle of the Incarnation, but you also want to remember the miracle of the Resurrection. Also, without the resurrection, we would be yet in our sins. Christ has already done all of the work. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. He's coming back as a ruling and reigning victorious king. He's not coming back as a suffering servant. He already came and completed that job. But he's coming back as a ruling and reigning and sovereign king. So may the good Lord be with you all this morning. And may you sense anew the power of God in salvation. God bless.